Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Happy Saturday, everybody. Going to kind of be starting to wrap up baseball here along the way. We did that in Clark and the Coach this week. And we're going to play back some of those interviews for you today on the Rewind. Gould Parts is your great sponsor, 454-3355. That's the number you circle. Stick up on the fridge anytime you need a part, big machine part, car part, truck part. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Great sponsor for the Preps Rewind. On the show today, Todd Hernandez, Eaton Reds baseball coach. We'll talk with Walker Martin on his way to Arkansas. Tate Smith, of course, the Reds pitcher that's going to – both Walker and Tate have another year, so they'll do their senior years. But Tate's on his way to Oklahoma State after that. And then Casey Miller, a university baseball coach, wrapping up their season as well. Reds win it. They're the state champions, second time in a row. 13 state championships now for the Reds as a club. Way the most in any sport in high school sports in the state of Colorado. So congratulations to the Reds and congratulations to University in a great season as well as the state runners up. Caught up with Todd Hernandez, the Reds great baseball coach. Here's the interview with Todd. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, I got Daniel Alamon in here talking with me. We're talking Reds, baby, all day long here. How much fun was that this year? And I mean, the numbers are crazy, Todd. 50-3 the last 2 years. Two state titles. I get all that. The come from behind kids this year. But I just want to harp on the fact that this is a great, great group of individuals. Good kids on, off the field, whatever, and a pretty darn good group of parents as well.
Oh, I can't say enough about the kids. They are just so awesome to work with. Going to practice is just a lot of fun every single day, and getting to hang out with them and bus rides. You know, the bus ride home on Saturday was phenomenal. They're having a lot of fun, and just every little thing about it. And then the baseball is just icing on the cake with it right there. But they're just wonderful individuals, like you said. They're they like to have a good time, and they're pretty darn good baseball players too.
Yeah, Todd, give some kudos to your staff too. I mean, it's what makes a great program is when that staff is staying together and doing things like you do at Eaton. Talk about the guys who helped you out this year, of course.
It's crazy because we were after the game on Saturday. We're gonna get together as a staff later this week and kind of celebrate. We had some other things going on with families on Saturday night, but we were talking. Just the text in between each other and, just genuine love for each other and working together. I told them, I don't think people truly understand what a team effort this is as
sure.
far as the staff goes.
Yep.
I just happen to have the name head coach next to me, but it is just equal parts amongst everybody. I thought Scott Longwell, our pitching coach, called a couple great games this last weekend. And our pitchers have full trust in him, and he has full trust in them. And it's just a truly great cooperation between those guys. And how he talks, they talk in between innings, and they're, talk with our catchers as well. And Keith Larson works with our catchers on all of their work, and how they collaborate throughout the game is phenomenal to see. Dale Hughes, our hitting coach, has done such a great job for years and years and years, and then and our staff for the last 6 years, getting those kids to buy in. And you look at the number of walks that we drew this year,
sure,
compared to the number of strikeouts that we had, and that's all on Dale's philosophy and getting those kids to buy in and being disciplined at the plate. Dustin Duncan, who works primarily with our outfielders, has done a phenomenal job getting that down. We're at the point where, with the depth in our program, our outfield defensive play is so deep that we're going to graduate a couple out good, really good defensive outfielders in Hayden Vigoria and Jaden Stone and, Brogan Barr when he moved out to right field, could play some defense. And we're going to graduate those guys, but we have some younger guys coming in that are going to, I don't think we'll miss a beat
wow.
as far as defense goes. just because of the work that they've put in out there. So I couldn't ask for a better staff. And obviously, the kids buying into what the staff has asked them to do has been great.
Well, we're going to talk to Walker and Tate and Ryder here coming up on the show today, and then tomorrow we're looking at more. It's impossible for me to pick three guys on the team. It's like more like eight or nine. I got to go deep here. So we're going to get we're going to opt to get Jaden and Ben. Maybe we've got a text that says get me Gunnar Duncan tomorrow too. So and I tell you what, we talk all about. I mean, everybody talks about your lineup top to bottom, but sometimes when you're blessed with this many riches, some of the guys are under the radar a little bit, and I just want to bring up Gunnar Duncan, who did such a great job behind the dish for you as a sophomore this year with the guys. Talk about him a little bit, and then talk about J-Mac. Jared McCormick, the other senior who other coaches would be dying to have as an ace. And he sat really behind Tate and Mitch this year. Unbelievable what these two guys brought. And then I got one more group of seniors to talk about as well.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because after the game on Saturday, a parent was talking to me, and he said, you know, I think the biggest problem you had this year as a coach was that you had so many talented guys that it's hard to get them all in the lineup.
Sure.
And it really was. And so, again, you know, just trying to communicate with the guys about, hey, this is what your role is, this is what we're doing, because we had a lot of depth in it. On any given day, there were three or four guys that would have been starting on other teams throughout the area, and they were, you know, not getting any playing time. And so, like, you know, Gunnar Duncan, again, like you said, he flies under the radar. He does a nice job for us. The pitchers have complete trust in him back there, and he'll work hard. And you know, it's a grind back there. He's not the biggest guy in the world. You know, he's getting bigger, but, you know, it takes a toll on the body and just trying to take care of himself. But he did a nice job of working back there, settling things down, and, you know, kind of getting those guys locked in. And when those pitchers have faith in him, you know, it sets the tone. You look at that at all levels of baseball. And so his job behind the dish was tremendous. You know, Jared McCormick, after that, you know, that game against Lutheran, you know, when we went down and talked, I said he's the best-kept secret in Northern Colorado.
No doubt about it.
I mean, he has for 4 years just done everything that we've asked him to do, and he's a consummate pitcher. He's not going to blow the ball by you.
Sure.
He's going to hit his spots. He's going to use his changeup and his curveball. Like, you know, against Lutheran on Friday, he was primarily a fastball changeup guy, hitting his spots, mixing in a curveball here or there. And you know, he just we know he does. He's going to go out there and let them put the ball in play, and then let his defense work behind him. So he's, you know, like, you know, 6-0, I think, this year. You know, it's just a great weapon to have. You know, he's not going to be the fireballer, but, you know, to have him right there with Mitch and Tate and Garrett, you know, it was a great staff. And so when we gave him the ball on Friday, we knew what we were getting, even if, you know, other people probably didn't know what was coming.
That's right. Well, I don't know what the coach is thinking. Yeah, no, that's that was just a great move. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And then he was able to take one of the best hitting teams in the state and just dominate them. So,
you know, Coach, some of those games that I watched this year, you know, you were down in the game. And what did you tell the guys to kind of pull that, you know, from them? Hey, guys, we know we're down right now. And then all of a sudden the bats get hot and you guys come out of nowhere and you guys just tear up the field. What would you tell them in those situations? Because, I mean, you're talking, like you said, you got depth, you got talent. What do you tell those guys that when makes your job a little easier, right? What do you tell them when they're in that situation?
You know, I think a lot of times with, you know, when you have, you know, teenagers at any level, at any sport, it's just about making sure they get locked in and get refocused on whatever the task is at hand. I think with this group of guys, in a lot of ways, they were trying to do too much. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to try to maybe just, you know, take a bigger swing or do a little bit more than what they needed to do. So a lot of times it was just refocusing in and saying, hey, just stick with your approach. Well, you know what you need to do. Let's just remind them, this is, you know, how they're pitching us. This is what they're doing. And just saying, hey, let's get to work.
Right.
You know, the other day against Colorado Academy, we were down in the sixth inning. It was great to be able to look back on previous things throughout the season and say, hey, guys, we've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just take a deep breath. We know what we're capable of, and let's just go out there and execute. You know, and I think, you know, those words help, but also the experience of being in that position You can't say enough about that, and having been able to have done it before,
right.
Really kind of gave them the confidence that, okay, regardless of the situation, baseball is a sport that until the last out's made, you're in the game. And so we were able to kind of use that experience to help us.
Well, I think you did an amazing job, Coach. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this program. And like I said, I love seeing the young kids come to the game, and they're excited to play baseball.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, you definitely turned Eaton back into that baseball town, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. I appreciate that. It's a, it's a great, as you know, it's a great community, great support system, and it's awesome to see those kids out there. We told the kids that the other day at practice, and I've told them about 1,000 times that those little kids that come to the game, they want to be you.
Yep.
And so you're setting, you play for all the guys that were here before and all the kids that are coming after you. That's who you're playing for. So we need to make sure we're playing it the right way.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, you've got great role models out there in your players. I think they're even better individuals than they are players, and God, they're blessed players. So pretty cool stuff, man. Congratulations on another big one, and thanks for being so accessible this year, and thanks for doing what you do with our kids.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And I know Coach Dick's out, but tell him thank you as well. I appreciate you guys coming out, covering the games, all the kudos to our kids. They did a great job, and the future looks bright. But we're going to sit here and enjoy this one too.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, Coach. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
And there's Todd Hernandez, Eaton Reds baseball coach, and back to back state championships for Todd. Got his first last year after Jim Danley went 11 titles, I should say, and then Todd jumped in. Second one for him this year, second in a row. And don't look now, folks, but with everybody coming back for the Reds, this great, incredible junior and sophomore class, they are going to be the prohibitive favorite again next year. So congrats to the Reds, though. Back-to-back and 13 times overall, they are the 2022 3A state baseball champions. Come back in a moment, and we'll talk to Walker Martin, the stud shortstop for the Reds, on his way to Arkansas. But wait, he's got one more year with the Reds. Talk to Walker when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to The Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. The temperatures are getting a little toasty out there. No question about it. Michael Kirkpatrick killing it back there today. Man, you should be an FM DJ. You play the greatest music. And we're talking about Derek and the Dominoes. Of course, the folks who wrote and performed Layla first, way before Eric Clapton ever did.
Oh, I thought Eric Clapton did it first.
No way. Is that? No, you didn't. You're just confusing me.
No. You know what? I'm going to Google it.
Google it, because I thought it was...
I'm going to do the internets.
I thought Derek and the Dominoes were way before that, but interesting stuff right there. All right. Continuing with the program, Preps Rewind, we get to our player profiles. West Point Carpet One, folks, just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street, 6001 West 10th Street here in Greeley. Check them out. If you are going to do a remodel, you want to do interiors, you want to do the flooring, West Point Carpet One is the place to go. Go down and check out their incredible showroom. Just walk through it down there, and you'll get all the ideas you need. Then talk to one of their consultants, and they'll figure it all out for you. It's West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. All right, caught up with Walker Martin, shortstop for the Reds. He's got all kinds of... Everybody at Eaton seems to have all kinds of state rings, but Walker's got his share. He's on his way to Arkansas after his senior year coming up next year. Talk with a great shortstop. I think he's going to be the 3A player of the year. I think it's either him or Tate Smith. We got Tate coming up next, so very interesting. But here is Walker Martin. Walker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. How cool is this to be celebrating again, right?
Yeah, it's nuts. It feels good to be a two-time state championship again. It's awesome.
All right, this is a crazy team. I'm looking at a picture of the 9U Eaton team right here. And
okay.
Eight of the guys that are going to get rings for winning the title here are playing with you on a 9U Eaton baseball team. It's crazy that you've been together with these guys this long, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy. This going into this year, we knew it was going to be a big year. I mean, it meant a lot to us and just stuff like that. So we've been playing together for a long time. So I mean, just the bond we had together, and it's been going on for a long time. So I couldn't ask for a better way to go out with them.
Yeah, they're getting excited in Arkansas for you, dude. I guarantee it. If they had any look at this tournament, holy cow! In the five games just in the state tournament, 8 for 12 for you, 4 home runs, 11 RBIs, dude. You were just a monster. How well were you seeing the baseball?
Yeah, it was a good tournament for me overall. I mean, I felt good at the plate. I knew it was going to have to be a big one for me. I know we're going to have to swing the bats again coming into it, because I knew our competition was going to be at its best. So I know coming into it, I just had to be at my best. So I was really locked in, really focused, and just really, really no distractions. And I just felt pretty good at the plate. So.
Boy, it's so much fun, too. And, hey, you get to beat University at the end. I mean, that's fun. But, I mean, on the field, you know, you got to beat them up a little bit. But off the field, you got a lot of friends in the area, too, right?
Yeah, got tons of friends on that team. I mean, it's always fun playing against them. It's just a school rivalry, and it's kind of enemies on the field, but friends after the game. So I went and talked to them after the game. Sometimes they came over and talked to us during it, and it was a lot of fun getting to talk to those guys, take pictures and stuff like that. So it's always fun playing with those guys.
Hey, Walker, you know, this is number 4 for you, man. And, you know, we start thinking about it, and I think, well, we got a state championship game on Saturday. It's baseball, great bunch of guys, great bunch of kids. But for me, just watching or looking from the outside in, I immediately got so confident that you guys can do it. Next year now, we're looking at next year now. We got a bunch of guys coming back. How do you feel about next year's team? And I know one question that a lot of people are going to ask you, Walker, and I'm going to ask you right now. We got one championship that's eluding us. And you know what that is? Basketball, brother.
Right. Well, yeah, so I'm looking pretty confident with our guys coming back. I mean, losing pretty good players. We're at the similar spots. But, I mean, overall, I think the guys that are going to step up are going to do well, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited for all sports and just ready to get on with summer ball and then get on with football and then stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to the future.
So are we, Walker. So are we.
That's right. That's right. And I sat here and I thought, Bruce and I, Bruce isn't in yet today, but he'll be in a little bit. We were talking about, boy, it's going to be a boring senior year for Walker Martin. All he's going to do is start at quarterback on a football team. So everybody loves you there. Then maybe you go be the leading scorer on a basketball team. And then you go out and win another state title in baseball. So you got to be kind of just be almost an embarrassment of riches for you, right? Right, Walker?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but I mean, you got to look at one sport at a time before you go on to the next. So, really, just looking on for football this time, just getting baseball done now, just kind of looking forward to baseball right now, getting focused on chasing the next ring for there. So,
right on. What do you got? Yeah, what do you got next? What are you running to? Right? Are we going to play club baseball somewhere? When does football get going? What does all that look like?
Yeah. So this summer, I mean, it's going to be pretty busy with club baseball. I mean, we're doing a lot of events. Perfect Game National, area code games, and just a bunch of events as well. So, I mean, it's going to be run for me. I mean, we out of state quite a bit this summer. So, I mean, it starts up this week, so it's going to be a long run. But then going to also try to get into football as well. I mean, Coach Lemon understands us really well, me and Tate, with our with our club ball. So he's really understanding with that, and couldn't ask for a better coach with that support. So, but yeah, so that part is just going to be pretty busy with that. But I mean, it's going to be a big season for me, and it's going to hopefully can open up some eyes. So I'm going to be pretty excited.
Well, all you've done is won a state championship twice in football, twice in baseball, so you're killing it. Have a great senior year coming up, man, and enjoy the ride, okay?
Right on. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Walker.
All right, there is Walker Martin, the Reds' junior shortstop and probably the leader in the clubhouse for 3A Player of the Year. But coming up next, we're going to talk to the guy who would be probably looking at him as if Walker wins it, Tate's going to be the runner-up. But one of those two going to win it. Tate Smith's coming up next. Micah, did you find out on that who wrote, performed Layla first? Was it Clapton or was it Derek and the Dominoes?
Well, we're both right.
We are.
So the song is written by Eric Clapton and Jim Gordon, but it was originally recorded by Derek and the Dominos.
How about that? We'll both take a point, okay?
Yeah.
That's
fair. So that, that knowledge that has been dropped onto you is brought to you by West Point Carpet One.
That's exactly right. All right. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll catch up with Tate Smith here on Preps Rewind. It's a Saturday in Northern Colorado right here from the Allo Communication Studios. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. So welcome back to the program as we continue with the Preps Rewind. Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, folks. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street down there. Alan Gould, Vic Marie, the whole gang down there are going to help you out with anything you need. You need a part, don't go jumping out to somebody else who says, yeah, we'll get it for you. Then they get the wrong part or it takes 3 days or whatever. Gould Parts, folks. I'm telling you, great quality Napa parts. And they're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street in downtown Eaton. Anything you need, stick this number up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts, our great sponsor here on Preps Rewind. All right, let's get to it. We talked with Walker Martin, 3A Player of the Year candidate. Here's another one. Tate Smith, what a year. Not only on the mound, but at the plate. So you get Tate, who did kind of everything and so important on the mound for the Reds this year. Is that enough to get him 3A Player of the Year? Caught up with Tate. Here's that interview. Tate, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, man. This is crazy good, huh? I mean, how much fun is it to come walking off the field knowing you guys are the best in the state?
Feels good. Makes all the hard work worth it for sure.
Boy, that's you said it all right there. I know Daniel and Bruce both have questions for you, but here are the numbers. And you got to know that first of all, it's hard to make a decision for Player of the Year because your team is so dang good, man. 7-for-12 for you at the plate in the tournament, in the 5-game state tournament. 9 runs driven in. Oh, and by the way, 2-0. You beat the number 2 team in the state, University, twice. I said all year, I think they're the best hitting team in the state. 12 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 20 strikeouts, dude. You were on fire.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and couldn't ask to do it with a better group of guys.
Well, Tate, congratulations again. And Oklahoma State, you have a teammate going to Arkansas. Is there a little jabbing back and forth when those two teams are playing?
Yeah, for sure. We had practice with Slammer last night, and we were driving home screaming at each other while the game was going. So it made it fun. It made it fun for sure.
Okay, one more quick one. Oklahoma State, what if you get drafted? Just
honestly,
something to think about.
Yeah, not worried about that. Just right now, just trying to prepare for Oklahoma State and get the best I can every day, because if I'm not getting better, it doesn't matter anyway. So.
Hey, Tate, I saw the coolest picture. Daniel brought in a picture of this Eaton 9U team. And it's 8 of the players that just picked up the championship there in the in 2022 here in the high school. 8 of those players off your Eaton team were with you in the 9U team. Man, that tells you all you need to know. Playing together with these guys for so long, that's one of the big secrets of your success, right?
Absolutely, and I think that just goes back to Eaton's tradition. Like I said on here before, Lane Grimen, Brady Tedesco, Matt Burkhart, I know those guys probably don't know it, but they left a big impact on us in morning ball, and I think that was shown this weekend and carried on from when we were 9 years old.
And that's pretty amazing. I mean, the names you mentioned right there just bring back memories for me, Tate. You know, one thing I did notice during this whole tournament, you know, I talked to you in the restroom one time, and then usually guys don't talk in the bathroom. We just met in the bathroom. You were using the bathroom, and I walked in there, and Tate, you were getting ready to pitch, and I know one thing you told me was like, Coach, I'm getting ready to pitch. And I know you get in this routine where you kind of stay out in the outfield, and you're kind of by yourself. Tell me what goes on in your mind when you're out there by yourself.
I kind of just kind of take it in, look around. I got my beats on, and I kind of go back to like the tradition again. Like, there was a lot of people there, and my community's around me, and obviously you don't want to let them down, but more importantly, my guys were out there.
Sure.
And I got to get in that right mind space, because I know if I can get in there, it's going to be a good day, and just give it up for the boys. basically.
Congratulations, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, Tate, let me ask you this. On a day when you're pitching versus a day when you're not, is your mental preparation for the game, is it different that day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jaden Stone was making fun of me on the bus because I was cracking jokes the day we played Lutheran, and then everybody else was like, don't talk to Tate when he pitches or
right. That's the old Randy Johnson thing. I guess he was a bear on game day. Clayton Kershaw is kind of like that, too. I hear you leave him alone, but then the other 4 days, they're party animals, you know? That's what it is.
Right.
But,
yeah.
That is cool stuff. Hey, man, congratulations on just a absolutely crazy good year. The fact is, you're battling for player of the year with guys on your own team. That's how stupid rich this team is with talent. But the coolest thing is, and I want to tell this to all of the Reds, we're going to have a bunch more of you guys on tomorrow, but this was a great group of kids. You guys were very, very accessible to us here at the radio station, and we were thrilled to follow you guys and promote you throughout the year. So thank you, and thank all the teammates for us as well.
Yeah, we'll do. Appreciate all you guys do for us. It means a lot. Thank you.
You bet.
Have a great summer, Tate.
Appreciate it.
All right, there's Tate Smith, another junior from Eaton. Look at this, man. So there's really, in my eyes, three guys that have the right to say I'm a candidate for Player of the Year. Walker Martin, Tate Smith, Ryder True. Guess what, folks? They're all juniors. They're all coming back next year. So you put Mitch Haythorn in the mix there. You put Garrett Garrison in the mix. You put Gunnar Duncan in the mix. Holy cow, these guys are going to be great again next year. The Reds have other teams over the barrel. So very good stuff right there. All right, we will come back in a moment to Casey Miller, the university baseball coach. And Casey's a great guy. Talk about coaches you want to go play for. This is one of them. They ran second, but they beat 49 other teams out of the 51 in the state. Two titles under their bridge already, 2018, 2019, and a state runner-up this year. We'll talk to Casey when we come back on Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Preps Rewind, final segment today here on a Saturday in Northern Colorado. Get out with your kids. It's going to be warm, warm, warm today, so make sure you guys are hydrated, but hug them. You got to hug those kids, folks. Micah, you're doing it, man, today. Derek and the Dominoes Day, right?
Yeah. Well, the one that I was going to play was Layla.
Sure.
And then I just started screwing around and finding other songs, and I was like,
pretty
wow,
good stuff,
they're... Yeah. You know, this entire album's actually not bad.
Talking about not bad, how about Casey Miller, the university head baseball coach? First 2 years as a coach at the varsity level, head coach, boom, boom. Two state championships, 2018, 2019, and state runner-up this year, man. And I still think that they were the best offensive team in the state. I really believe that. And unfortunately, they couldn't unlock the key to the Eaton Reds this year, but that happens. Boy, Casey Miller, though, terrific, terrific mentor for these kids. And, I mean, if you want to send your kids to a great school to go and, one, get an education, but two, play baseball, university is a good choice. Casey Miller, head baseball coach at University, caught up with him. Here's the interview. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Casey.
We're doing really good, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. This is, I talk about all the numbers. You heard them. And everybody kind of goes there first. I don't go there first. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, man, these guys, this group that you've got there right now, fantastic character in these kids.
Hey, I appreciate that more than any other compliment you could give me as a coach. And ever since our season kind of wrapped up, I've been getting phone calls and text messages and emails and just saying how much they've enjoyed watching this team compete and on and off the field. And so that is the ultimate compliment to give a head coach. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Talk about some of the seniors that are going out to coach, what they've meant to you, and kind of just the way you've seen them grow. We'll start with Tate Chacon. I mean, this guy's got so much athletic ability and then surprises everybody. I thought, oh, shoot, he's going to go play basketball somewhere. He's going to go try to play football. He could go do a lot of different things. This is a cat with a lot of talent.
No doubt about it. And we had him and Dre on our team back in 19. Mm-hmm. That was his freshman year. And he actually pitched against Resurrection Christian in that what-if game or whatnot.
Right, right.
And I thought he pitched well enough to win that game, but it just didn't fall our way. And he took a couple years off for various reasons, diving into basketball. And then junior, senior year, he really started playing football well. And I kind of always stayed in touch with him because I knew that baseball was in his blood, obviously. And so even this year, it was kind of coming down to the last day. He's like, Coach, I want in. He's like, I want to play. I'll do whatever it takes to be on the field. I just want to be out there. And he was an absolute nonsense kid. He just came to practice every day to work. If we asked him to do something, he did it. And he gave us zero grief, zero problems, and he was a joy to have on the team.
And, Coach, I always loved watching him, you know, as the season went on, more and more watching him man center field, because he made some fantastic plays, and he just seems to glide. You know, you talk about athletes and things like that, but when you see a kid running the speed he does and he's just gliding, that is true athleticism.
There's no doubt about it, and it reminds me of another center fielder we've had recently.
Yep, uh-huh.
That was one of my biggest fears going into this year, is how are we going to replace number 25?
Yep.
And Tate hit the ground running literally, and I didn't know if he was going to be able to read a ball off the bat. I didn't know if he was going to be able to track those baseballs down. But like you've said so much, he's just an athlete.
Yep.
He returns kicks and punts for the football team, and I'm like, if you can catch a punt or if you can catch a kickoff, it's kind of like a fly ball. And
kind of
he was tested early and often, and he had to sit on the bench for the first couple weeks of the season, and he just kept working, and then he eventually took over that starting spot.
Yeah, you just mentioned 25 there, no Joe. I thought you guys were going to show the first shift in high school baseball where he had 8 infielders and 1 outfielder, because he could cover the whole dang thing. So he was one of the most special center fielders we've ever seen out here. Talk about Cannon Padilla. He and Caleb Padilla, who was your first championship, he was a senior on that club, I believe. And then Cannon came aboard, I think, the next year for the second championship. Are they brothers? What is their relationship?
Yeah, they're brothers. My first year at university, Caleb was actually a junior, and he hurt his elbow in our last regular season game, and so he had to sit that one out, and he was our biggest cheerleader in the dugout that postseason, and then he came back for his senior year, and that was him, Colton Widler, Coy Jorgensen, that was his senior class, so he graduated 19, Cannon's his little brother, yep.
Yeah, Cannon was so good. Just so many different things that he could do. I mean, great at third base. He was great on the hill. He could hit the baseball as well. And his senior leadership, all of the things that he does as a multi-sport athlete, I mean, that leadership really helped you guys.
Yeah, and watching him just tear up defenses this fall on the football field, and then just seeing his grit and his willing to grind playing basketball this winter, he wanted to guard the best player on their team, and he was kind of our lockdown defender. So he really blossomed at all three sports this year, and that's what we need at university, is just kids playing all three sports, helping out the programs when they can, and that'll help keep everyone competitive.
Yeah, I'd like to see, and I don't know where to go for it, I'd like to see if there are university career records, because River Jackson would probably own maybe a few of them. This kid, unbelievable impact as a freshman, and for you guys, another leader here that just showed by his example.
Yeah, River came to us as a freshman and knew he was very, very athletic, and he actually came to us as a catcher, but that year we had Alex Martinez, and Alex was kind of already holding his own as a catcher, And so with as athletic as River was, we just had to find a place to get him on the field. And he played outfield for us a little bit, and then he kind of settled into second base because we had Joe Medina over there at shortstop.
Yep.
And so I knew it was going to be a easy transition once Joe graduated to slide him over to shortstop. And, man, he's been so good for us the last couple of years and in so many more ways than just hitting a baseball or throwing a baseball or fielding. He's just been a leader, and he knows what we want to get out of this program, and he's just a big supporter of it. And he makes sure that the boys do what they're supposed to do, and he sees the vision that we all see, and he makes sure that we do it.
All right, so kiddo, we're not going to have on the show today, but have had a fun time talking to him this year. He is the big dude, 35. This guy can hit the ball, Parker Desparty. Fun to have him on the team this year, and boy, if you needed to go deep, this guy could do it for you, right?
Yeah, Parker, he's really grown into his own. I remember when he came to me as a freshman, he was just long and lengthy, and I bet he would agree with me, borderline awkward. Just not quite filled out yet, but watching him really develop into the baseball player that he is the last couple of years has been a joy. And Parker Desparty, he is a 100% a baseball, just grinder, dirt ball, and he's worked so hard to get to where he is, and I'm looking forward to watching him play at the next level next year.
And his teammates, Coach, say he can kind of put on a little display in batting practice going deep.
Gosh, he can, and everyone likes it except for me, because every time a ball flies over our fence,
that's a coach.
I'm like, there's $6.
That's right.
And our baseball field is surrounded by a moat. Like, literally, we have standing water on the outside of our field. And so Logan and Parker and River, these guys are all laughing it up, having a good time. I'm like, I got to fundraise just to replace those baseballs now.
That's right. Bruce is sitting there talking about the cost of basketballs next year, 95. Man. He's got to get 40 basketballs at 95 bucks
Coach,
a piece.
This is a Wilson ploy, I'm telling you. There's nothing wrong with the basketballs, but they needed a new product, I guess. So I guess where we're going, man.
Another senior for you guys, too, Coach, that just, I mean, big on the field, big off the field. I'm sure he was huge for you in practice, and it takes a full team. It takes 20 guys out there to go get to the spot where you guys are. Gunnar Ponser was terrific for you guys.
Oh yeah, Gunner's he's kind of a kid that just kept us all loose, and he never took baseball for more than what it was.
Sure.
Literally at the end of the day, it is just a game. Gunner's going to the military after high school.
Fantastic.
And so he really has that perspective on life that baseball is just a game, and even that last game against Eaton, he was laughing it up and having a good time, and he kept the rest of the dugout free and easy. And at one point I yelled at him, like, hey, we all need to start playing how Gunner is.
Sure.
Just because he was relaxed and no moment was too big.
Yeah, and then I got to mention, of course, the guy that I've done this for 20 years. I mean, I've interviewed a ton of our great student athletes out here, and one of my easily in my top five ever talked to is Greg Garza. This kid is just bright he is going to go places. Going to Nebraska to not even for sports. He's going to go, I think he wants to be an engineer. Unbelievable how well spoken this kid is, and you know that translates to leadership.
No doubt about it. And every year we get these seniors coming through, and every year I get emotional, or
sure.
I get just like, oh, I'm going to miss this one. I'm going to miss this one. And it's every year. But holy cow, this year, at the end of the year, it really snuck up on me. After practice, I'd be like, oh, we only have two more practices together.
Yep.
And then that final week, and I'm like, I only get to take the field with this group of kids one more time. And Greg Garza, he's kind of the one that I had on my radar the entire time, just because he's taken so much off my plate for me personally. He keeps the guys in line. He pushes each other. They push each other in the right way. And then honestly, he's my son's favorite player. And
sure.
all dads know you want good role models for your kids.
Sure.
And Greg's been a role model for that entire school over there, not just my son.
Yeah, Casey, you know, when the season ends sometimes, you know, when it ends premature, it's like you get hit by a bus. You know what I mean? But
yep.
How rewarding is it knowing that, hey, you guys were on that field last standing? you know, and so many teams were just there watching you guys. And that has to be just a great feeling knowing that, hey, you're playing the last day of the season.
I know at the beginning of the year, even last summer, I told myself, I'm like, we got to find a way to get to the Final Four this next season, just because it didn't sit well with me last year, knowing that Lutheran and Classical Academy and Eaton and I think it was Faith Christian, they all went to the Final Four, and the university was outside looking in, and I couldn't even take it to go to the games to watch. I was upset that we weren't in it, and so that was my goal getting to this year. And then human nature is you're greedy. And so we get there, and I'm like, gosh, man, I really want some hardware now.
That's right.
And if we could get to that final game, maybe we have a chance. And so these boys, they worked so dang hard. We squeezed every ounce of potential out of them, and they did not cut any corners. They didn't skip any practice time. They did what they had to do to get there. And it's kind of the university way is we're going to try our best every day year. And if we keep on getting those leaders, those good kids that we have, we're going to be in the mix every year. And so I'm just thankful for the kids that we get. And honestly, my coaching staff, too. It's not just me. It's Brandon Ewing, Tino Miranda, Jeremy Whitman, John Sir, Lee Strang, Esai Crespin. Those are the guys that do it behind the scenes. Those are the guys that nobody really gets to listen to on the radio or hear. We have a very, very good coaching staff that all of our players look up to.
Casey, we got four kids coming up, four great student athletes and great mentors on your team, great seniors coming up on the show today. So let's get to them. Thank you for jumping in with us. Thank you for being so accessible. And thank you. And just continued success, man, with this program that you are just ripping in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's always a joy to jump on with you. And I think we should probably just go sit down and get a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Keep talking all dang summer.
We can do that. Baseball, always talking baseball all year long, bub.
Heck yes. Appreciate you guys so much.
All right. That was Casey Miller, head baseball coach out at University High School. And hold your head high. If you're a university fan, a player, a student out there, hold your head high, man. These guys had a fantastic year. 51 schools in 3A, and two of them were left standing on Saturday and played for the championship. Reds got the win, but University finishes second. And fun to catch up with Casey Miller right there. Thank you to Todd Hernandez on the program today, Walker Martin, Tate Smith, Eaton Reds players, and Casey Miller, the university coach as well. Preps Rewind, we'll be back with you next Saturday, folks. Thank you to Gould Parts and West Point Carbon One. You guys have a great, great day out there. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.